Please hold while I try to connect you.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. I got you. No worries. I understood it wasn't.
All right. So, no, I was told I was going to get 13 calls, and that was going to be included in my $249 a month because the website, none of that was important. I told him, I said, I already have a website. Mm-hmm. I pay $99 a month for the management.
Mm-hmm.
They edit and they configure everything. That's what I told him first. I mm-hmm. said, I already have a website. I already have a business profile. I already have 99.99% of everything that you guys are already offering. He said, well, so I needed a reason to switch to you guys to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Or for you to undertake the transfer of
uh-huh.
all the management over to you guys.
Sure.
I said, I have everything set up already. I said, so, I mean, what am I going to get? He said, well, you get the Google guarantee, the local service ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you guys give me, you're going to give me calls?
Right.
And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, I'll give you guys calls. I said, okay, so you give me calls and you want to manage everything and consolidate it under the one account. I said, how many calls are you going to give me? He said,
yeah.
Well, you, with the $49 a month, you can get at least 13 calls because I need business. Like, the purpose of you being involved in me paying you to do just to transfer everything over for you guys just to pretty much look at it. I said, you guys, I mean, the calls is what I need because that's where I want my money. I said, I have eLocal. I pay per call. I said, but I need the business in this area in Broward. He said, oh, we can do all that. We went and listened to the call. It's a long call because we were descriptive talking about what's gonna hook me in paying to get the service through you guys was to get some calls coming in. That's what I was more interested in.
So let me explain it to you. I understand, Sean, but let me explain it to you how it really is. David is out sick today. He's got COVID. I have no way to coach him right now. I have no way to.
I
understand. Listen, I want you to know what I'm doing. I am the supervisor on the floor, and I do have the ability to make changes and adjustments. I am pulling the call, not because I think that you're not telling me the truth, but because I want to make sure that you have he has the proper expectation when talking to clients, because we don't want to onboard somebody just to offboard them, right? We want the proper expectation set. So I appreciate you bringing it to my attention, but the reality is this. The $249 you paid is for the local SEO and the Facebook ads. And if I understand you correctly, you already have Facebook ads, local SEO, as well as a website through eLocal, correct?
No. I have Nice Jobs for the website, which I pay $99 a month.
Uh-huh.
eLocal, I pay $215 a week.
A week?
They give me
nine
calls. I get nine calls.
Oh, they do like a lead service for you with Google Guarantee?
No, I pay for leads, call customers for them to send me calls.
Interesting.
I explained it. This is why the conversation went for 2 hours, because I was trying to explain to him give him the whole outlook of my structure
okay.
and my current business. This
mm-hmm.
is why it took a long time, because to pinpoint give you the full outlook of the structure
okay.
of my business.
Listen, I understand. I understand everything. What I want you to understand is the $249 doesn't pay for the leads, okay? That does not pay for the leads. The leads is completely separate.
I understand
what you were sold on, but let me tell you what I can actually do for you, because what you were sold on isn't the reality. And if you don't want to do it anymore,
I understand that.
But I haven't given you the numbers yet, Sean. Let me give you the numbers, okay? Because the leads aren't $26 a lead either. They're
$39. Look on my, if I give you my customer ID, you will go on there and look. I offer local service ads $175 a week at $26 a call. I'm not going to pay a lot of money for phone calls like you got, like these people expect. That's not the reality.
It's not these like leads, you expect.
I'm not a air conditioning company where I'm going to pay $90 for somebody to call me. You know, that's not how it works.
I understand, Sean. I'm just trying to tell you what the process here is at Local Splash because it wasn't explained to you properly, and I deeply apologize for that. Okay? What you're paying Google right now for the leads, if you want to stay at $26 a lead and you're perfectly happy with the amount of calls that you're getting, that's fine. The management fee is what you pay us separately, and that's $113 for 13 calls. The management fee is $8.67. It's 25% of the actual lead cost. So
you're saying I can give you $113 for 13 calls? Hold on. That might be a good deal. Hold on. You might got better numbers.
But listen to me. Listen to me though, Sean. I want you to listen to me, okay? You're still paying Google the $26 for the actual lead.
No, I'm not.
Okay, listen to me. I'm not trying to mess you out of anything or mess you around or jerk you around at all. It wasn't properly explained to you, okay?
No,
because
this
is how it's always been. So I get it.
Because
I get it.
I understand that.
And I understand if it's not something you want to continue with because it wasn't properly explained to you at the point of sale, that's perfectly fine. You know, the thing is you only pay us the management fee of the leads that you actually use. So if you only use 10 leads, okay, you're only paying us $8.67 per lead. So you'd only pay us $86, okay, instead of $113. It is separate from the $26 that you're paying Google because you already have a form of payment on file at Google. You're paying us a management fee to manage that. Now, if you don't see value in having us manage it for you because managing it on your own has been fine and you're happy with it, I completely understand that.
Yeah, I don't need, that's the whole thing.
Okay.
Do
you want the other services?
And then I've got to pay an extra $8. I mean, that's $34 a lead. We could work something out like that for Broward County.
Well, that's how much it is.
It's
25% of the lead cost. But sometimes that lead cost does go up. It's not always only $26. Like, if you want to stay competitive, sometimes it's $34. So then
No, because you're putting me way over my budgets.
Okay.
This is why I went with him, because the way he explained it is I'm getting 13 calls at $249 with all the other management.
That's not it. The $249 is completely separate. It goes to a completely separate product. It doesn't even go to Google Guaranteed.
He didn't tell me that. He said that's included with Google Guaranteed.
I understand.
If you pull the call and listen to it.
I'm pulling it. I understand. I'm so sorry that it was not properly sold to you and properly explained to you. I'm really sorry about that because
I'm not upset. I understand. This communication happens. It's not a big deal. I don't want to overexpend myself.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I was getting a better deal with going to him because I was going to save money. That was the whole pitch, was to save the money. And then turn around and get those 13 calls, and then you would add those additional management things in there all in one. But I told him I originally didn't care about the website. I have that already. I didn't care about Facebook or whatever. I said the only thing I care about is the business coming in. I don't want to pay all this extra extravagant stuff. And I'm here to survive, not to drown.
I can refund your money. I can refund your money, and we can part as friends.
Yeah, we're good. I like you guys. Listen, there's no hard feelings on it. Just, I guess, maybe he didn't understand. Maybe he didn't explain. I don't know what he, I mean, I'm not him. I'm not blaming him either. I don't know.
It's fine.
Maybe he was or whatever, but.
No worries.
You know, I would like to continue with you guys if you had a better outlook
Well, it's not that we don't have the proper outlets, but this is the thing, is if you can pay Google $26 a lead and you are happy with the results that you see, you don't need us to manage them. If you want to see better results, then you need us to manage them. Of course, there's going to be a cost associated, but I can't promise that the cost of your leads is always going to be $26 either.
Results.
I'm not going to promise you something that's false. I'm not going to promise you that I could do something for you that I can't. So I can't promise the leads are going to stay at $26 a lead, and your $249 that you paid us is going to automatically go to a completely different portion of the program.
Well, exactly, but you know, you got to understand, you got to look at my financial budget and my income.
I understand. You have to keep it within a certain frame as well.
Right.
Which makes sense because you have to make money off of it. So my thing is the original $249 you paid, because you got all the other Google guarantee fees waived. There's no way that I can apply that $249 towards your actual lead budget. There's no way for me to do that. Okay.
What if you just do Google guarantee only and forget about the website?
I do Google guarantee only, that's fine. But understand, you're still paying Google $26 and then paying me $8.67 per lead. On top of the $26, yes, it's a 25% management fee. And that management fee...
I can work till now with you. Listen. So, if I'm only paying you $8 per call, so if you do the math, what'd you say? It was $113?
It's $113 for 13 leads. Now, I also wanted to be clear with you. Let me explain something to you, okay? So that way you're getting the proper math. It's 25% of the lead cost, which right now, with the leads being $26 a lead, it's $8.67. But like I told you, sometimes that lead cost goes up in Google in order for you to stay competitive. If the lead cost even goes up by $2, that changes the management fee. So if it's $28 a lead, that makes the management fee $9.33 per call. Okay?
So plus 9. That's okay if it's Broward County only. But listen, so let's just say I get you guys to work on my Google service ads only, my Google guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You get the call coming in, okay? Because this is what I charge. I charge $110 service call fee per customer. If I schedule 5 customers times 110, service call comes in. That's $550 in service call fees.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pay $28 plus $9, that's $37 a call, minus $110, that brings me a positive $73 service call, and I could get, let's say I get 5 calls a day, that's $365 that I can bring in a day profit, and that doesn't include my labor and parts sales. So I pay $35 a call now for Port St. Lucie. And I think, what do you think our competitive, so you will manage the calls and what we, and you're going to be able to compete for me to get the calls in. So like, you're going to be my lead broker basically.
No. Nope, I'm not.
You're going to be brokering my pricing costs for the leads. If you're going to manage it.
I'm not your lead broker. I'm not. I want to give you the proper expectation. I'm not a lead broker.
You might call yourself a broker, but you're going to manage my leads, and you're going to get my calls to come in.
We're going to manage the listing to make sure that the calls come in. We don't manage the leads themselves. It's not like we filter the leads. We filter them by making sure that they're coming in from the proper zip codes with the proper keywords.
Right.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about local service ads.
I understand. I am too, and that's what I'm telling you.
So you're gonna adjust the bidding on my leads to bring the calls in for me.
Yeah.
That's my, so you're like my broker.
I just want to make sure we have the right expectation. I don't want to give you the wrong expectation again.
No, I don't want to. I just want you to get the right idea of what you're actually doing so that you actually have the knowledge to do this job to make it work for me and you together.
Yeah.
And your $8, $9, whatever you set the price on the bid, you're getting a commission-based salary like a broker. So you're going to brokerage the bidding for the cost of my leads. You're going to set the competing prices, and you're going to stay within the cap limit. So that way, your goal is to bring calls in so I can earn some money.
Yeah.
And we could work strictly with the 249 a month, and you're gonna put the 249 a month towards my calls, and then charge me the difference on the call fees for that you're managing.
No, we're only charging the difference for the call fees. You continue paying Google for the calls.
All right, if you want to do it that way, then...
We have to do it that way because it's a customer-owned CID. You own it, and you already have a form of payment on file at Google, okay?
Yeah, so you're right.
Yeah, that's the way that Google requires it when we take it over, okay?
All right, so $249, so at the current price right now, mm-hmm. I pay you $249, and you can divide that by $8 a call. So at $26, you can manage up to 31 calls. And so I get 31 calls, then we can recap your $249.
Right. So I can switch that to your lead budget. That's fine. Let me go ahead and switch that over for you.
So let's do it this way. You're going to manage. You're not going to give me that other stuff. None of that other stuff. You're just going to manage Google Ads.
Google Guarantee,
local Google Ads. I'll give you my customer for local Google Ads. It's local Google Ads, not Google Ads, because that's different. That's
right.
Like pay-per-click and all that other nonsense. I don't want none of that.
You don't have to have it.
And then we'll work it that way. So that way... We can turn the stumbling block into a stepping stone.
Hold on.
You feel good about that?
I do, but I want you to understand, Sean, I can't promise it's 31 calls. It may be a little bit less. You know, that budget should last you about 31 calls, right? If we say it's...
Yeah, but if you got to adjust it to 9, yeah, I don't want to go over $30 per call in Broward County.
Okay, so...
I really don't. I don't. Because I'm not paying $50, $60, $70 per call.
Right. So
that is ridiculous.
I understand, but listen, we don't pick the price. Your competitors really set the price, you know? Because what they're willing to pay is what the calls go for.
No, well, they're not willing to pay. They're paying for other call, different calls. I'm not an air. Let's just say you have an air conditioning company out there that does air conditioning. I'm appliance repair. I don't want to be cross-mixed with other different industries.
You're not going to be cross-referenced. You're only in appliance repair. I understand that. Okay.
Yeah, not air conditioning, not HVAC, none of that. Just appliance repair only. So I don't want to be paying $60, $75, $90 a call because I'm not working on that.
Right. I understand.
A lot of people do that.
Well, we're
they're
not
cross-referencing the clients. The market is trying to say, oh, let's charge appliance companies the same price the air conditioners pay because that's air conditioning and appliance repair.
No,
because
it's not. Not with Google Guarantee, it's not. Not with Google Guarantee.
Right.
HVAC has its whole own arrangement and price point. Okay. Believe it or not, appliance repair has gotten ridiculous. Okay. There's people who are starting out at $52 per lead and the management fee on top of that.
So they mixed it with air conditioning and appliance repair. Companies out there will be, I worked for an appliance, so I've been doing this for a lot of years. So the company that I've been doing this in my family business for over 17 years. So I worked, when I started this way back in like early 2000 or something, I worked for my uncle's business doing this, and he had first class AC and appliance repair. And these air conditioning companies started integrating appliances with air conditioning and causing the market price to go up on the appliance industry, which is totally wrong. And now the marketing company wanted to start including appliance fees as air conditioning costs and started raising the price up because of an air conditioning company, and they've been trying to take advantage of the industry, and I think that they need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any possible way we could get that fixed through Global Guarantee.
Yeah,
so
there's
they're
not to fix
our leads.
Yeah, because this is the thing. If some of your competitors are willing to pay $15 over asking price because they really want to scoop up the leads, and they're not offering HVAC.
No, that they are. They're just, listen, AC and appliance companies, look them up.
I understand what you're saying, but that's not the case. Like, I'm letting you know that some companies do that, but not every one of them.
I know, you're trying to tell me it's not the case when in fact, I know it is. I've been in this business for 20 years.
I'm not saying that you don't know that it's not the case in every fact. Some people are just appliance repair people, and there's
no
way to pay.
Listen, you're paying $52 a call, and your service call fee, and you're going to charge only $65, $80 service call fee. You're not going to pay for your overhead. You're just kill your business. I tried to explain this to a lot of people. You're not the only one. I've talked to a lot of marketing companies, and it's like it's nothing but a headache.
Because I don't want to go around the mountain with you and give you a headache by any means. Well, I'm going to recap what I'm doing for you.
No, you're right. Listen, it's a big friggin' mountain, and it's ridiculous that you're going to try to take up over 60% of their service fee cost, just to get a phone call. They're just going to run the other way, dude. And that's what I've done, that run the other direction 100 times. Not going to do it.
I understand.
And, look up the going rate for appliance. So if you go to Google, and what's so funny about this is if you even go to Google search engine and you go, okay, look up the going rate for service appliance, going rate for appliance service call leads. Let me see here. Cost for a appliance call leads. $10 each. On 99 calls, 4 appliance repair leads under $10. Google Ads for appliance repair, $100 CPC charge. The 52, it doesn't make sense. There's a $15 to $20 appliance repair marketing and leads, $15 to $20 per call. Where are you getting 52 from?
Because
I don't want to
go back and forth.
No, I already know what they're doing. I just told you already.
It's not what I'm doing.
Yes, is what they're doing.
It's not. Okay, I'm just a sales representative, Sean. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting multiple verticals and cross categorizing these companies. That's what I'm telling you.
If you look at it, your $50 and free qualified leads and high converting warm leads. Let me go off here. Now they have it where clients repair jobs, leads, homeowners, $20 to $80. Some you'll see $20 to $80, but most of this happens because you'll have air conditioning and appliance repair, and then the air conditioning company will buy leads and pay more for them because they have the air conditioning included in it. And now everybody else's appliance company, they're gonna turn around and they're gonna try to get every other appliance company to pay the high rates that the air conditioning company paid. And I'm telling you, that's why it's happening. You don't have to accept it. It just is what it is.
Okay.
And because I'm not an air conditioning company, right. And I tell them that I already know how it's working and what they're doing. I'm not paying more than $30 or $35. I'll pay up to $35 in Broward County. That's it. That's the max I'm going to pay. So don't ever, if you got to drive the price all the way up because you feel like it's going to be more competitive, just don't exceed $35 because I'm not an air conditioning company and I'm not buying that nonsense. Because it's called inflate. It's one company in the air conditioning field trying to inflate the appliance companies because they're including both. It's like two companies into one, and then the market is trying to take advantage of that. Not you. I'm not blaming you personally. I'm just saying the market is, and then the lead sales companies like Google and these other companies want to rack the charges up because of them doing that. And it totally just makes me upset, you know, that they do that because it's driving other businesses to the breaking point. And they don't care. And so I'm just not going to pay more than $35. Because air conditioning companies, they sell entire units. So if they pay $90 to get one air conditioning that has to be replaced, they turn around and make $3,000 to $4,000. They'll pay for the 90 call leads for everybody. They don't care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're trying to muscle it over, and they're using the air conditioning leveraging to muscle over the appliance lead industry. And what that does, that's bad for business, and it's bad market.
Okay.
And I don't want to pay more than 30. And I'm just telling you why. I know it's not your fault. Not your fault. I understand your strategy, and I understand that how it works with the bidding and price changing. But they're trying to leverage additional costs and fees because they think appliance companies are competing with air conditioning companies because an air conditioning company wants to add appliance repair services to their business to make extra money. And you're willing to pay the extra high cost because all they got to do is get one air conditioning job, and then they find that air conditioning job needs a whole new air conditioning. So they try to sell the customer the air conditioning, new air conditioning install, and make $3,000 off a $90 lead. So yeah, they'll do that all day long. And appliance companies that don't have that leverage can't do that. So they're not gonna. That's why I'm not willing to spend more than $35 per call in Broward County, or anywhere.
Okay, I understand. So I can set a call for you for tomorrow. What time can you set aside 30 minutes so my Google Guarantee technician is able to speak with you regarding getting the CID and onboarding for Google Guarantee?
Yeah. We'll get the customer ID set up.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
We could do it at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're in California,
that's okay.
Right?
8 a.m. is already taken. That's 8 a.m. my time. So can you do 12?
My time at 12, yeah.
Cool. Okay, you're going to get an email that's going to say GG onboarding. And it's going to have your first and last name, and we're going to call from our 877 number. At that point, the technician's going to be looking for the CID, for you to have the CID, and we'll give the full explanation of exactly what you want. You do not want to pay more than so much in management fee, okay?
Right, so if I'm paying $35, that's going to be $35 plus your...
No. So that would be $26 for the year. Basically, your lead fees isn't going to go over, you know, you're only going to pay the 26, maybe 28 tops, like for your leads, because you don't want to pay us any more than $35 a lead total.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
Because, yeah, you got to pay the management fee. So.
Yeah, you're paying us the management fee separate. So it's already been paid in advance now, but the management fee is always paid separately. I just want to be super clear about that because I did pull the call with David, and it says here that he said multiple times that the $249 a month and then the management fee was separate. So
no, I don't remember him okay. ever saying anything like that. He said, I asked him, I specifically asked, the $249 includes the 13 calls. He said, yes. Never said anything about management. I don't, I mean, we talked for a long time, so I'm not going to remember we would talk back and forth, but I know right now that was not the impression, but I'm only accepting that now because we're reassessing the agreement with this, you guys working on my Google guarantee. So I give you my customer number to my local service ads. All you guys need to do is just hook into Google local service ads and I guess get my calls coming in for Broward.
Right.
I already have it turned on. You can look at my website. You can look at my business name and see that I got the Google guarantee green light.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So I know how to turn it on and off and all that. I told him I had all that already. And I had the website and I showed him the website. I showed him everything was already set up like that. I just said I paid the $99 a month for the website and they edit and modify as much things as I need. And I had all that already. And then I did have Google ads, but they try to rake me. Google tried to overcharge me a bunch of stuff with the Google ads. So I don't use it no more. I just use local service ads to get the calls. All I care about is calls and scheduling a customer. And that's what I told David. I said, listen, all I care about is a customer calling and me booking a customer. That's it. I'm straight to the rubber meets the road in my business. That's all I want. I want the wheels moving and the rubber meets the road. I don't want I don't like advertisement. I don't like paying for advertisement. I don't, because all that stuff just starts building into all these excessive fees and you're not generating enough money in the service industry to where you're getting the money coming in faster than it's going out. And so it's a very particular, type of business. When I started my business, I was working with, doing warranty work with Choice Home Warranty, and I never was even on Google. I never advertised, I never done nothing. I was getting massive amounts of work, and I never even paid for $1 of advertisement, and I was busy, super busy, all day long. And because all my work came through the warranty company. Now I ain't with them no more. I'm out on my own out here struggling to get the business to come in. And so it's just everybody wants to hit you like piranhas left and right. So I just try to keep it down to a bare minimum and where the rubber meets the road. So, cause I want to profit. That's, and it's, type of business because it's, you'll get overtaken with all these extra costs and fees and charges and it gets to be, out of whack.
Okay. I've got everything set, so we'll speak tomorrow regarding getting the reallocation going and getting you onboarded for Google Guarantee. Okay?
Yep. I'll be here ready. You got my number. You have my 954. If you call the 954 number, call that one. That's my direct cell.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.